3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of the Brewery Weird Podcast. How's everyone doing? I am your main host, Alex. You can call me Brewery. I hope that every one of you listening is doing well. If you are not, then I hope that this episode makes your day and it's enough to get through the day. This podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. It is available on other listening platforms. This podcast is available on YouTube and Instagram. Follow this podcast on the following social media platforms. If you have not subscribed to this podcast for more episodes, then please press the subscribe button right now. You do not want to miss this because there is more coming. I hope that you are here for some fresh new episodes. So I'm going to read this post from the subreddit called Am I the Asshole? It is called Am I the Asshole If I Keep a Halloween Party Despite My Friend's Wishes? So I'm going to read the post right now. I am 24 years old as a female. I am born on Halloween and almost all of my birthday parties have been Halloween themed. I live in a country where trick-or-treating doesn't happen but parties occasionally do. Hannah is 15 years old. She's a girl who joined our school beginning of this academic year, so she hasn't been in the school for long and didn't know about my birthday when she celebrated hers. So on Monday, I was sitting with my friends and the topic of what I wanted to do on my birthday came up and I said, Halloween party as usual. Suddenly, Hannah speaks up and is like, no, you can't do that. You're copying me. And I asked her why. She said that she had a Halloween-themed birthday party in May, which is as far from October as possible, and that I should let her be the special one this year. I told her it was practically a tradition for me to have a Halloween-themed birthday because I'm actually born on that said day. Now, keep in mind, it really isn't a holiday in our country, but people do know a bit about it, but not that much. So she says, just because your birthday falls on it this time does not mean you're born on it. And I'm just sitting here looking at her confused. Friend one asks her, what the hell is she talking about? So she says, it falls on the last Sunday of October. Just because you are born around that time doesn't mean that you have to keep a party. And another friend is like, do you know anything about Halloween? She basically refused to believe it. It doesn't change every year and kept on trying to convince me to have a normal birthday party. I kept refusing and she walked away saying that I'm just a copycat. A friend said she was the one who copied me, but I reminded them that Hannah didn't know about my birthday then. Some of my friends tried to change my mind because she's new, but others are happy to have two Halloween parties in a year. I really don't want to change because last year I didn't get to celebrate because of the pandemic, and so this year I was really excited about it. Also, this is my last year in school, and I'll probably never meet these people again. That is the reading right there. No, you are not the asshole. Let me be clear with you. Your friend is the one being the asshole, which is Hannah. The thing is that I know that is challenging because the pandemic is not going to be over. We are still in the middle of a pandemic. Overall, you get to do whatever you want with your party because you planned it. Hannah was not part of your plan to run the party. Overall, I find it cool to have two Halloween parties. That's not the issue. Can I get an invite because I want to have fun and I haven't been to a party since the pandemic started? Well, actually, I lied. I went to 1 to 4 parties this year, so that was very fun. At the end of the day, you know that you get to run the show since it is your party and you have full control of who is going to be there and who's not going to be there. I feel that Hannah is being very inconsiderate because she's making everything about her. She wants to be the center of attention. It's very draining that you have a friend like Hannah when she refuses to listen to you. It's very clear that Hannah is hard to talk to because she does not know how to listen to reason. I find it obvious that she's not the easiest person to talk to. Real that Hannah does not agree with how you are going to run your party, how you are the boss of it. If she's invited, then she has to respect you. She's not going to ruin your party by bossing you around. The only way that she can respect you is if she's happy for you and communicate with you effectively. She does not know how to communicate with you and properly praise people, including you. I feel that you need to have better friends because they are not supportive of you. When you have friends who didn't agree with your idea and agreed with a bossy person, that says a lot about your friends. It says a lot about who you should keep as your friends and who you should not keep as your friends. You do not want friends that enable entitled behavior, including your friend Hannah. If these people were your friends, then they would support you. They will not look down on you. The way they acted is screw your party. That is how I see it. That is what I noticed. It's one thing if your friends were introduced to Hannah. It's another thing when Hannah accuses you of being a copycat. Your friends could have held Hannah account. Your friends could have held Hannah accountable for being an attention whore and an entitled brat. That right there is very telling because they did not tell her that she was wrong for the way she came at you. Hannah does not know anything about Halloween, so you are the one with a lot of knowledge about it. In her case, she shouldn't have run a Halloween-themed party. You can't be a copycat if you are not aware of someone's idea. That is why she looks foolish by accusing you for copying her. You just introduced Hannah to your friends. She wants the show to be about her, and she was obsessed with the shine. Someone said this on the post. She has no right to tell you that you can't end the fact that she thinks that Halloween is like Easter, Thanksgiving, Mother's Day, or Father's Day and changes everything every year just shows how ignorant she is. She'll be very surprised to learn that it is October 31st of every year, regardless of the day of the week it is. Side note, I bet she thinks that people born on February 29th only get a birthday once every 4 years. I have to agree with this post. It speaks a lot about her behavior and her ignorance, and I just do not respect that she thinks that Halloween is on May, which is complete BS. Halloween is on a autumn season, not on a spring season. Let me make it clear, and that is towards Hannah. I have more additional things to say. I find it best to cut Hannah off just because she's doing nothing but being the center of attention. That is very toxic. That is very unhealthy. She does not support your happiness and your decision to run the party. I just don't like that Hannah is dragging you for making your idea alive to have a party. She's not the original creator of a Halloween party. People's party is different. So who is she to tell people how to run the party? What type of party people are gonna run? If Hannah didn't want to go to your party, then she should have stayed at her own party. That is all I have for this episode. I enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot that you listened, especially the new listeners. If you have suggestions on what I can record for the upcoming episodes, regardless of real life culture, internet culture, pop culture, or social media culture, you can send an email, buryweirdpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be updated by this podcast, please follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. That includes other listening platforms as well. I will be speaking in the next episode. Bye.